Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got a contested race for Auditor General. Several members of our area's congressional delegation, as Jim mentioned, and their challengers face primary opponents. Half the Pennsylvania State Senate seats are up for election, and all the state House seats. And there will be some interesting races to watch as the results are reported over the next week. Wish we could bring you the drama tonight, but at least we can bring you the anticipation with our City Hall Bureau Chief, KYW's Pat Loeb, who reports, despite many challenges, Philadelphia election officials say the primary went as smoothly as could be expected.
The city commissioner shrunk the number of polling places from more than 800 to less than 200 in response to COVID-19 because fear of the virus greatly reduced the number of available poll workers who tend to be in a high-risk group. They worried they still wouldn't have enough to cover polling sites when violent outbreaks within anti-racism protests introduced a new concern. But Deputy Commissioner Nick Custodio says they were able to keep the site staffed even amidst protests. He says he was at the Fishtown Rec Center as about 200 voters cast their ballots as protesters demonstrated half a block away. Combined with an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots, Custodio expects turnout will greatly exceed the last uncontested presidential primary in 2012 when there was nothing to keep voters away. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.